All right, Dennis is online. Dennis Maskery is a collector of Western memorabilia. Good morning, Dennis.
Hello, Christian. Are you all right?
Yeah, we're very well. Thanks for speaking to us this morning, our little Western-themed show. So, just first of all, let's do the head count here. How many items have you got?
Oh, too many to name. It's all over the walls and all up the stairs, everywhere.
When did you start collecting
well,
all
about,
this?
I started collecting it about 15 years ago, but I've always been a fan of cowboys, you know, since I was a lad. I used to go and watch Roy Rogers and Gene Autry at the Saturday matinees.
And you got three rooms full of Western memorabilia. I mean, we all have stuff we dump in the spare room. If you've got a spare room, it's a dumping ground for unused exercise equipment, a rowing machine, some dumbbells. You know, your wife's posh dresses and a suit is all kept in the dry cleaning bag.
Not usually cult peacemakers.
No.
So in your three rooms, what rooms are they, by the way?
Well, we've got the front room.
Yeah?
One of them's the stairs, the hallway and stairs.
Yeah, that's like a museum.
And then I've got a back room.
Yeah.
And so they're all full.
What's your most prized item?
Well, I've got a Roy Rogers statue that's Roy Rogers on trigger that's rearing up. That's one of my favourites. That's from America. I got it from the Roy Rogers Dale Evans Museum in America.
A life-size statue?
Sorry?
Is it life-size?
No, it's only a small one. But I've got three 6-foot cutouts. Cardboard cutouts. I've got John Wayne, Gene Autry and Roy Rogers.
No one is going to break into that place. If you broke in through a window and you're like, John Wayne's in the front room, get out of here.
Now, yeah. To be honest, do you ever wander into the room, legs akimbo, and look at your cutouts that are life-size and say, come on, draw, and then kick them over?
I've had a few comments, because the Roy Rogers one's near the window, and when people are going by, even though I've got nets up, people
we all do that. You always stare in to see what's going on.
Of course they do, yeah. They wonder where it is. They keep thinking it's me nosing out window, dressed up as a cowboy.
And do you wear Western, you know, what are you wearing right now as we're talking to you on Five Line?
Well, I've got a cowboy shirt on that's got flames on, red and yellow flames. And
where do you get hold of a shirt like that? Because I wouldn't mind getting one.
You can get them anywhere, though. I mean, seaside resorts mostly. Blackpool.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Yarmouth.
Seaside resorts. Scarborough. So I've got to go all the way up to Yarmouth or Scarborough to get kitted out, Dennis.
I get some from Blackpool.
Yeah.
But
are you in the boots? Have you got cowboy boots?
Yes, I've got cowboy boots. I mean,
Spurs?
I do get some things from America and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I've got Spurs, yes. I sometimes walk around going to shop or something like that with my Spurs on, but
I imagine you're mobile, you've got those holsters that clip onto your belt, that can go quick draw.
Hang on,
that's
my phone. Utility
belt. I used to do that at one time, quick draw.
We had a quick draw guy on earlier on. We should set Dennis up and they could have a quick draw competition.
Five paces away from the phone.
One could be Man City, one could be Man United, with our own little derby.
Well, I'll be City.
So, Dennis, and at Christmas time, are you still dressed as a cowboy?
I dress all the time, Doug. I don't wear anything else.
Oh, for the whole year?
All the time.
Dennis, this
it's
is
not
brilliant.
Not just special occasions.
No,
it's everyday life.
I don't get dressed up
a cowboy is for all year, not just for Christmas.
I walk streets like that. I mean, I don't care what anybody says.
He plays Drifter in Mansfield.
I don't wear the hat, though, but I wear a buckskin jacket.
How come you don't do the hat?
Well, they don't really suit me, actually. I think I look a bit odd in hats, but wear the...
Odd in the hat, but all right with the cowboy boots and the...
Yeah,
boots,
Dennis, as a modern man, is it hard to carry off the cowboy boots?
No. I've got... they're all right. I mean, they fancy all stitches.
Are they second-hand?
No, they're from America.
They must take ages to break in a pair of cowboy boots. They ain't got no gift.
It must be painful.
No, not really. Okay. I've never had no problem. I've had somebody tell
Dennis
me that they had
Dennis
problems.
Has got no problem with his bunions.
No.
Yeah. And how does your wife or your friends feel about this, Dennis?
Oh, my wife's all right with it.
Is she a cowgirl or...?
Not really, but she likes country western music.
Just
but,
as well, isn't it?
She's more into Elvis.
Oh, so she likes
the... What a run room this must be. Elvis and the Duke squaring up to each other, eyeballing each other.
Did Elvis ever do a Western?
Yes.
A lot of films.
Well, they're both kings, aren't they?
Yeah.
King of the Cowboys, King of Rock.
That's right. Is your house called the King's House?
That's it, yeah. Of course it is. It's OK Corral, actually.
The doorbell. I'm guessing you ring the doorbell and...
No, it plays the Yellow Rose of Texas.
Oh, sorry, I don't have that one on my little sound machine box there, to be honest.
I've got a horse trough just inside the door, so if anybody comes in, they fall in it, you know.
Have you really got a horse trough?
Yes, I've got one in front. I just walk